Toad Heaven, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Desperately, Limpy struggled to free himself from the sticky sap. He had to let them know he was still alive. Then he remembered the virus germs and stopped struggling. It's better this way, he thought. If they think I'm dead, they won't come looking for me and put themselves at risk. But it wasn't that much better. They were still in danger from the scientists, and Limpy couldn't even warn them. Now that, said a voice, is bad luck. Limpy looked around. You reckon you're unlucky, said the voice. Just because your folks think you're dead and you're not. That's not unlucky. This is unlucky. Limpy felt something tickling him and looked down and saw that the voice belonged to a flying beetle that had got stuck to the back of his hand. One cane toad in 50 million square kilometres with sticky sap on his fist, said the beetle, and I fly into it. OK, that much bad luck you can't beat. I give up. Eat me. Limpy stared at the beetle. Suddenly he had an idea that made his warts light up. Tell you what, said Limpy, if you'll do something for me, I won't eat you. Anything, said the beetle. As long as it doesn't involve selling cigarettes to children. Limpy pointed across the clearing at Goliath. See that big cane toad, he said. Not the really big one with a smug expression, the fairly big one, sobbing and trying to console himself with a mouthful of bogworms. I want you to give him a message. The beetle nodded. Tell him, said Limpy, that all cane toads are in great danger and that he must get everybody away from Malcolm and head east and find the national park as quickly as possible. Right, said the beetle. Danger? Away from Malcolm, East, National Park. Shall I say who the message is from? Tell him it's from Limpy, said Limpy quietly. Say I gave you the message just before I died. The beetle gave Limpy a strange look. Mokey doke, said the beetle, you're the one not eating me. Limpy carefully unstuck the beetle from his hand. The beetle hovered in front of Limpy's face for a moment, beaming with gratitude. Boy, he said, this is my lucky day. Limpy didn't take his eyes off the beetle as it flew across the clearing. For a brief moment he thought it was going to Malcolm by mistake, but it veered away and hovered in front of Goliath. Give him the message, whispered Limpy. Give him the message. He saw Goliath spot the beetle and look pleasantly surprised and lean forward close enough to hear what the beetle was about to say. Limpy sighed with relief. Then Goliath's tongue shot out and the beetle vanished into his mouth.